There's this moment that I keep coming back to. I was out to dinner with my parents at this Italian restaurant we always go to for special occasions, Michelli's. It was one of those places that feels familiar in a very specific way, like nothing has really changed in years. There's live singing, people clapping at tables, plates coming out fast, too loud, too everything. It's a lot, in a good way, really. That night, I was actually doing fine, and then all of a sudden, I wasn't. My mom ordered something that she doesn't usually get, and she didn't like it. It was one of those, like, small dinner moments. Nothing really had happened. It was just wasn't what I thought it would be. But my immediate reaction wasn't, like, you know, oh, just send it back and, you know, get another plate. It was more just like, okay, I'm sorry. It was all my fault. And I said it more than once, not even thinking. It was just reflex. And I remember sitting there kind of confused at myself while I was doing it. Like, why am I apologizing right now? Because nothing happened. Nothing needed fixing. But my body didn't care about logic. I was already overwhelmed. The noise, the people, the tight space, the energy of everything happening at once. It was all just started feeling much faster than I could keep up with. And I didn't even really notice it was hitting until I hit a wall and I started crying at the table. Not in any kind of loud way. It was more just in a silent, you know, tears welling up in your eyes kind of way. And, you know, I was trying to act normal, but I just couldn't handle it anymore. I needed to go outside, so I did. And I thought that that would be a part of me that would actually feel better, but it didn't. And the moment that I got outside, that feeling kind of just hit me. It wasn't relief, it was guilt. I remember standing there thinking, I ruined the night, even though nothing actually happened, even though my parents were fine, even though I was the only one reacting like something was wrong. But inside my head, it felt like I had done something wrong just by needing to leave. And that part has stayed with me, because it wasn't really about the restaurant or the noise or even the moment. It was about something older than that. I've been spending most of my life like treating my needs as though they're kind of optional or inconvenient or something I should only bring up if it doesn't affect anybody else. Like, if I needed rest, I was being lazy. If I needed help, I'm being difficult. If I needed space, I'm ruining something. And I didn't even realize I was doing it for a long time, because it just felt normal. I think I learned early on that being easy was better for everyone. Easygoing, low maintenance, independent, the person who didn't really need anything. And I became that, or at least I tried to, because it felt like that version of me kept things calm, kept things smooth, kept me from being too much. But what I didn't really understand at the time was that in trying to be so easy for everyone else, I was kind of disappearing from myself. I got really good at ignoring discomfort, really good at saying I'm fine when I wasn't, really good at apologizing before I even knew what I did wrong. And that night at dinner, it was just exposed. Because there I was, outside a restaurant, literally just taking a break from being overstimulated, and my brain is still going, you messed up. You know, you made this awkward. You should have just stayed inside. And I remember thinking, why does this feel so intense? Why does something so small feel like I did something wrong? And I don't think I had the language for it then, but I do now. It wasn't about the moment. It was about this deeper belief that I still carry sometimes, that if I take up space, something will go wrong, that if I need something, I've caused a problem. And once I saw that, I started noticing it everywhere. Like how quickly I say I'm sorry when nothing ever even happened, or how I assume people are upset with me because I stayed neutral, or how I'll push myself way past my limit just to avoid feeling like I'm being inconvenient. And I've been trying really slowly to pause in those moments now, not fix it and not force myself to stop, just to try and notice it. Like, do I actually need to apologize right now? Did I actually do something wrong? Or am I just being uncomfortable having a need? And honestly, I still default to old patterns sometimes. I still over-apologize. I still shrink myself without realizing it. I still feel that guilt rise up before I've even had time to think. But there are also those tiny moments now that I catch it, where I pause long enough to realize nothing is actually wrong here. I'm just having a human moment. And that's been the shift for me, not suddenly feeling different, but noticing it sooner. And I think that night said a lot. The noise, the table, the way I was trying so hard to hold it together while also feeling like I was failing at something I couldn't even name. And what stays with me isn't the overwhelm, it's how quickly I turned it into a moral issue. Like I didn't just get overwhelmed, I did something wrong. And I'm still learning how to separate those two things. Because needing space isn't wrongdoing, feeling too much isn't failure, having needs isn't something I should apologize for, it just is. And I don't fully believe that in my body yet, but I'm slowly getting there. And I think that that's enough for now because I don't need to get to a point where I feel like I'm perfect, I just need to notice when I'm disappearing again and give myself a second to come back. That night at Michelli's didn't fix anything, but it showed me something that I can't unsee now. I don't have to disappear just to exist in a room with other people. Thank you for listening to today's episode, and I look forward to talking to you in the next one.